Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I haven't told you lately, I love you. I appreciate all of you very much. Let's stand and we'll go to the word of the Lord. Amen. Job chapter 12, verse 23. And then Psalms 107 and 38 through 40. Job said, "He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and straighteneth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, the kings, the princes, the presidents, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They group in the dark without light. He maketh them a stagger to stagger like a drunken man." Psalm said he blessed them also, speaking of even God's people, the children of Israel. "He blessed them also so that they are multiplied greatly and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, and depression, and tragedy, and your children, and your parents, and your Uncle Joe, and he'll find a way that'll bring you down. He poureth contentment upon princes and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way." That's what I want to talk about, the place of no way. The place, say it with me, no way. No way. We many times say this as a cliche, and I don't mean nothing by this, no way in hell. Because there is no way in hell. We say that and we can laugh about it and say but there is no way. But there's a place that is a wilderness. It's like hell, but it's on earth. It's called the wilderness, and it's a place of no way. Lord, help us tonight to understand what we're reading here tonight. Lest it just be words another night, another sermon that we don't understand. But Lord, if we could understand your word and turn that word into wisdom, it will enlighten our lives and enrich our lives to serve you better and be better Christians to ourselves, to you, and to others. Lord, guide us tonight as we explore your word in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The place of no way. You might recall that the children of Israel did not travel for 400 years. They didn't need a suitcase. They didn't need any Dramamine for a trip. They didn't need an ice chest to pack up for the trip or any type of food and water or anything, because they weren't going far enough to need it. There was no journeying with them for 400 years. And you might recall that Moses begged Pharaoh. He said, "Let us go into," what did he say? "The wilderness." Now, it was not the same wilderness that was on the other side of the Red Sea, but it was a wilderness on the side they were living on. And he said, "Let us go into the wilderness." It's interesting, as I began to pray and study about this, why did he say the wilderness? And the reason he said the wilderness, because there was no way to escape. See, we'll go into a place where we won't leave. We won't go into a city or a village or any other. We're going to go where there's no roads, there's no other, so we'll be back. It's a place. The wilderness is a place of no way. And by asking him to go into the wilderness was letting him know that we're going to go to an uncivilized, an uninhabited, an uncultivated area, a place where there are no roads. Chariots won't go. Even if we had a chariot, we wouldn't go anywhere. We wouldn't have enough water to go. It's a dry and a thirsty land. And you begin to wonder as you read about the wilderness over and over and over. Such a place of no way. No wonder the Bible said that John the Baptist was a voice of one crying, yeah, out of the wilderness. He said, "Make straight the way of the Lord." So he was preparing a way where there seemeth to be no way. Woo, my God. And as just as the children of Israel were in 400 years of darkness before they found a way out, so also was the time when John the Baptist came forth. There was also 400 years of silence or darkness before this man said, make straight the way, for our Lord cometh. Job said that the Lord increases nations, he increases the people, he increases the land, but then he destroys them, he brings them to their knees, he makes their land desolate again. He takes the heart of those intellect people, those real smart people, and he confounds them. I don't care what Bill Gates makes, somebody can put a bug in it. Doesn't matter. There's always somebody that's trying to destroy whatever you do. Doesn't matter what it is. Anytime you try to do something, you always find out who your enemies are. And a lot of people don't like it when I say this because a man's foes are those of his own household. Jesus said that. Because you'll find out who just tries to destroy you, that's my enemy. You may be sitting by your enemy tonight, destroying what you're trying to build up. And so he said, I'll take these smart people, these intellect, the advisors to presidents, I'll take the advisors to pharaohs, and I'll make them scratch their head. I'll put them in a place where they say, I just don't know. I don't have a clue. I'll make them like one drunk man trying to pick up another drunk man. I'll make them like a blind man leading another blind man. They'll both end up in the dish. And about the time you think, as Christians, that you've got it together, I don't care how long you've been living for God, you think you've got it together and you know everything, you'll find out you can still find yourself in a land and a place of no way. I don't know tonight, you don't need to raise your hands. Preachers are bad about wanting to get participation from the crowd, but sometimes we get discouraged doing that, so just do it in your mind. You may be facing a place of no way. You may look at your children and you may look at their lives and where they're at and what they're doing and you go, there ain't no way. You may look at, you need a better job and you go, man, there ain't no way. You may be facing bills. You may be facing circumstances, situations. And when you look at these situations, you say, there is no way. That's the wilderness, my friend. You have found the wilderness. Because in the wilderness, you don't know what to do. You don't know which way to turn. One way looks as good as another. Yes is as good as no. It won't really matter. Taking a right or taking a left or going straight or going backwards, it really doesn't matter. Because I don't even know where I'm at. And God has a way of sometimes letting us build ourselves. Nebuchadnezzar couldn't be here tonight, but he wanted me to tell you that God has a way of letting us build ourselves up to think that by my might and by my power am I the king, and by my own hand I have this prosperity. And then he brings you all the way down to the dirt, so you say, man, there ain't no way. There's no way. There must be a God somewhere. And he brings you to that place. Old Job said, I went forward, I couldn't find him. I went backward, I couldn't find him. I went to the right, I couldn't find him. I went to the left. He must have been in a wilderness place. But this is what he said. When I couldn't find him, he said, but the Lord knoweth the way that I take. And when I am tried, I shall come forth. I will come forth out of the wilderness as gold. Hallelujah. So don't despise the wilderness, because the wilderness is the place where all the carnality comes out. Ooh. The wilderness is the place where you find out who you really are and how weak you really are and how much you really need God. Oh, yes. He'll strengthen you to think you can, I can do all things through Christ. And then he'll hit you and your name's on that list up there. And you'll go, well, how come he's not healing me? I thought you could do all things. You'll find out there's a wilderness always ahead of you that you're going to need God to help you. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. You're going to need a shepherd. It may not be me, but you're going to need a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Because he provides for me. Even though he maketh me to lie down in green pasture and leadeth me beside the still waters, hallelujah, his rod and his staff corrects me. And though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, he's still with me. He prepares a table in the presence of mine enemies. But his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, I know where I need to be. And sometimes we find ourselves like Israel. He said, I gathered you together out of the four corners of the earth. And I brought you together as a little bitty group. And I made you to grow. And your cattle didn't decrease. And your substance increased. And you came out with a mighty hand. But you didn't know what way to go when I got you across the Red Sea. You didn't know which way to go. When they got across the Red Sea, it was like, hey, see y'all later. Those enemies that you see, you're never going to see again. They was facing a new enemy. It's called the wilderness. It's no man's land. Sometimes you feel like, at least if I know who my enemy is. You ever gone to somebody, well, if it's me, just let me know, you know. If I've offended you, no, it is you. If I've offended you in any way, you know you have. Can we talk real? Okay. Brother, sister, man, y'all still glad you're here, I hope. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you've come long enough to hear all this, but thank the Lord. And so he blessed them and he let them multiply. And then he diminished them and brought them low through oppression and affliction and sorrow. And he brought them to a place to wander in the wilderness where there was no way. This place of no way. It's a place where you can't see your way through. It's a place where you don't have visions anymore. It's a place where dreams don't matter anymore. It's a place where I'm looking for my mate and I'm never going to find it. It's a place where I need a better job, but it's never going to happen. It's a place where I wish my kids, but it's not ever going to happen. And it's a place where you cannot see any further than this because it all looks the same. You start seeing these mirages of things and you run out there, it's just still the sand. And you go chasing this and chasing that, but that's not it. God brings us to a place of no way so he can make a way where there is no way. Hallelujah. He wants to make a way, hallelujah, where there is no way. So you have to recognize if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when men rose up against me, I would have been a goner. Hallelujah. And maybe somebody's there tonight. I don't know. I know I've been there and I know I will face a wilderness again. There's times I scratch my head and say, God, I just don't know. Sometimes I work with people and I go, God, I just don't know. A place of no way. As the children of Israel fled from Pharaoh, they came to the Red Sea. And it looked like they had arrived at that place of no way. And it seemed like God was going to let them die there. But God made a way where there seemeth to be no way. He made not only just a way, but a very clear way. He made one of them one-option ways. Right? Mountains on each side, Pharaoh behind. It's a clear choice. Let's go across the Red Sea. But he made that way when there was no way. And where they were crying out, Moses, what did you do? Get us out here to die. And the Lord made a way when Moses listened to what God said. The Bible says he told him to stretch his rod out over the sea to divide it. Now, in my mind, I've always thought, and when I read these little kid stories, when you read them kid stories, if you think it wrong the first time, you're going to think it wrong for a long time. Because that picture just shows him that rod and shoo. Well, it wasn't quite like that. He took the rod. Yes, he did stretch it over there, but the Bible says he caused an east wind to blow all night. And while that east wind was blowing, guess what? That cloud, Sister Valentine, that's going to lead them tomorrow was already there today. Because the cloud, the Bible says, he caused a cloud to go behind them and get between them and Israel, and it was a dark cloud so that they couldn't see where they were at to charge them so the wind could keep blowing so he could make the way, you see? He knows how to stop your enemies while he makes the way of escape. And they couldn't see, but Israel could. They were getting ready to cross over. So they crossed over. He lifts the cloud, and they see them going across. They go chase them. You know the rest of the story. They escaped and got to the other side. And while they got to the other side, they thought, we're out of trouble now. And they didn't realize that liberation's not so fun after all. You can liberate somebody out of prison, been there 20 years. He can't find a job. No one wants to hire him. He doesn't have, he's lost his skills. No one wants to use him anymore. And so they get across the Red Sea to a place of liberation. They don't know what to do. And so this place that they went to is a place of no way. No way. But in this place of no way, you get to learn things you would not learn any other way. Yes, that's right. You get to learn that there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. You get to learn that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. It's in that place of no way you learn that the king's heart is in the hands of God. He turneth it any way that he wants to as a river finds its course. It is the Lord that pondereth the hearts of man to find out his ways. You can tell me all you want to, but God looks at the heart. My God. Every man, the Bible says, is right in his own eyes. Everybody thinks they're right in their own eyes. But it's a wilderness. It's a place where you learn more about God. You learn how God works. You learn why God does what he does. And you learn to both do the will and the pleasure of God rather than your own will and your own pleasure. They didn't have a lot of pleasure in the wilderness, but they had a way. And that way led to pleasure. Are you with me tonight? It's in this wilderness place that you learn to live in Christ, to move and to have your being. It's in this place where all the carnal things and thoughts come to the surface. It's in this place where you learn to wait on the Lord, because you don't have any other choice but to wait on the Lord. It's in this place where you learn that God, it is God that sets the habitations of his people. I don't know about you, but I don't want to wander around in the wilderness all my life when he has promised me a promised land. But before every promise, there is always a wilderness where you must recognize God before he puts it in your hand. As long as God is handing you stuff, it's easy to recognize him. But then when you have to cry out for your stuff, it's a different story. And he put them in a place where they would have to cry out to him. But God didn't leave them. He showed them a way. He gave them a cloud by day, a fire by night. He gave them water out of a rock. He took care of them while they was in this place of no way. And just like kids that don't get their way, they murmured and complained. And Paul wrote so many times, grow up. Oh, just grow up. Oh, Lord. God knows the way when you don't know the way. The Bible says that there is a way that the vulture's eye, the fowls of the air hath not seen. The lion's whelp, the little cubs have never found it. And you won't find it either unless you cry out to him. It's a place of no way. When the Lord got ready to leave his disciples, they were, the Bible says they were troubled and in disbelief. You know, don't leave us, don't leave us, don't leave us. And he said, but I must go away and prepare a place for you, for where I am, there you must be also, in my Father's house for many mansions. I'll come back. And he said, you know the way. And Thomas, of all of them, said, Lord, we don't know where you're going and we don't know the way either. And the Lord looked back and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that's seen me, seen the Father. I am the way. No one comes to me except by, but the way is through me to God. You know, the most important thing you can ever have to God, and this is why Jesus came, is access. How many of you ever forgot your password? Yes, sir. If you don't know your password, there's no access. It's all there, but no access. When the Lord drove out Adam and Eve, he put a cherubim with a flaming sword to deny what? Access. Jesus Christ became our access to the throne. He became that mediator. He became that go-between. That's why he said, I am the way, and no man comes to the Father except through me. He is the way. And I'm glad tonight as they come that I have found, the old song we used to sing, I have found the way. You remember that song? I have found the way that leads to endless day. Everyone seems to think today that they know the way. It's very difficult to talk to people that aren't saved, that don't know the way. Everybody seems to know the way. Can I tell you that you don't know the way either? I know that's strong words, but you don't know either. The Bible says the only one that knows the way is the one that descended and ascended and sitting back his spirit. See, the only one that knows the way is the one who's been the complete journey. Now, I've been from here to New Orleans many times. I know the way. But as I said the other night, Joshua said, I've never been this way before. You don't know what tomorrow's facing. You may know today, but you don't know tomorrow. He said, even James said, don't say tomorrow I go to this, I do that, I go to the market, I do this. He said, because you don't know the Lord's way. You need to say, if the Lord will, I'll do this, I'll do that, because you don't know the Lord's way. The Bible says he tries our ways. Watch this scripture, Jeremiah 10 and 23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. Now, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. So he said, O Lord, correct me. The Bible says no chastening seems to be pleasant at the time. But Lord, if I get on the wrong way, you got my permission tonight. Correct me. Correct me. Put me back on the right way, whether it be through sickness, whether it be through poverty, no matter what it be, the most important thing. See, we seek God for stuff. We need to seek first his kingdom, and all this other stuff will be added. Oh, Lord, correct me, but with judgment, meaning with mercy, and not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Unless you bring me to a zero. Correct me, but Lord, not in your anger. David said, direct me, Lord, in a plain path because of my enemies. I don't know the way of the Lord. I really don't. I'm being honest with you. I have to pray, God, show me the way. The Bible says his ways are above my ways. His thoughts are above my thoughts. So I'm just going to be open with you. You have to follow me as I follow Christ, because he's going to show me tomorrow, because I don't know. I'm doing good to see today. When you look at the life of a great man like David, you know, he committed adultery, had a man killed to get his wife. And that prophet Nathan goes to his house to correct him. And he said, hey, buddy, tell you something. There was a man that had one sheep. A traveler came by, and man was putting him up for the night.